40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We've just learned more about last night's shooting on the campus of Michigan State University. The school's interim deputy police chief, Chris Rosman.
We do have three total deceased and five victims at the hospital. We can confirm that all three deceased were MSU students.
All five of the injured are in critical condition. Rosman says a tip from a caller led officers to the 43-year-old shooter who died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Officials say he had no connection to MSU. They're still working on a motive. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
We're all broken by an all-too-familiar feeling. Another place that is supposed to be about community and togetherness, shattered by bullets and bloodshed.
In Parkland, Florida, a memorial for the 14 students and five staffers shot to death 5 years ago today at Stoneman Douglas High School. Tony Montalto's daughter Gina was among the victims.
We have helped pass six different school safety laws here in the state of Florida over the past 5 years. Additionally, we've helped pass four federal laws, which include the Fix Nix Act, which include the Stop School Violence Act.
The convicted gunman, former student Nicholas Cruz, is serving life in prison. We're still paying more for food, shelter, energy, but price hikes are slowing down. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger details new CPI numbers.
Prices were up again in January, though the annual increase in inflation edged down to 6.4% from 6.5% in December.
Takeaway, inflation still easing. Former President Trump's ambassador to the UN is throwing her hat, or heels, into the political ring.
I don't put up with bullies. And when you kick back, it hurts them more if you're wearing heels. I'm Nikki Haley, and I'm running for president.
South Carolina's former Republican governor had said she wouldn't run if Mr. Trump did. Haley says the country's economic troubles and the need for generational change made her go for it. More than a week after a massive earthquake shook parts of Turkey and Syria, at least five survivors were pulled from the rubble today. The UN says almost 9 million people have been affected in some way. CBS's MTS Tayyab is in Syria.
We're standing in front of what was an apartment complex here in Idlib. It was home to over 1,000 people. It's now gone. It's just rubble, bits of twisted metal, and we're told that over 800 people lost their lives here. There are some rescue workers here, but they are digging with their hands, trying to recover anything, anyone.
The Dow is down 226 points. The S&P is off 22. This is CBS News.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Nettmeyer. Here's what you need to know. If you saw a string of lights in the skies over Wisconsin last night, you can relax. It wasn't aliens or spy balloons, but rather, according to TMJ4 News, the Starlink satellite chain, owned by Elon Musk's company SpaceX. It provides internet access to dozens of countries. A number of people called to report the lights, especially after Madison-based fighter jets shot down an unidentified object over Lake Huron on Sunday, the fourth one taken down in the last 8 days. Governor Evers will release his budget proposal to the GOP-controlled legislature tomorrow. Among the items in the budget, increased funding for veterans and surviving spouses and $290 million in upkeep at AmFam Field over the next 20 years to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee. The one-time payment to the Baseball Park District would come out of Wisconsin's $7 billion surplus. I'm Jane Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Ronnie Jackson, congressman from Texas, so disgusted by Rihanna's performance last night at halftime that he suggested Ted Nugent. We are playing Is It Teddy or Riri? That Nadine, what a teenage queen. She looking so clean, especially down in between. What I like. Wang dang, sweet poontang. Wang dang, sweet poontang.
Oh my God. I'm pretty sure Riri has never uttered the name Nadine, so I'm going to go with Teddy.
You're right. That is a classic Ted Nugent song. You know, they just don't write lyrics like Wang Dang Sweet Poon Tang anymore, and it just is, it's underappreciated. Such a shame.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the Tuesday edition, the Valentine's edition of As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matinere. I cannot promise there will be as much poontang talk on today's show, but I am wishing you plenty of it today for all those who celebrate.
It's a lot to ask. You know, you can only handle so much.
Oh, well, unfortunately, I don't think today is going to, you know, I feel like the emotional roller coaster of this show is that we always have to start on bad, heavy stuff. And then by the end of the show, we can laugh about
other things.
Ted Nugent lyrics.
Exactly.
And it's going to be no different today. I promise you, as if you stick with us for the whole show, we will end on a very positive note. We are talking to Chris Corkery at the end of the show today, who started the 100-acre farm in Century City.
So cool.
So literally on 31st and Capitol, you would never guess it's there. It's an urban farm that is growing fresh fruits and vegetables for local food distribution. And it's such a great use of that space, and I can't wait to talk to him.
And it's been kind of unsung.
Yeah, it opened in 2021, so it's going into its second year, or it's about to wrap up, I think, its second year. And there's been some local coverage of it, but not a lot. And so I'm really excited for him to be in studio for us to talk more about this. But you got to stick with us to get to the feel-good stuff, because this hour, the news hour, there is not a lot of happy news this morning, because here we are again. We are now over 50 mass shootings in 2023 alone. We are on track to see over 620 by the end of this year. Last year we had 690. And last night, you probably have already heard it. I know we've been saying it in our newscasts. At least three people were killed. Has there been an update on?
Not so far.
Okay. So at least three people were killed and five others were injured after a gunman opened fire on the Michigan State campus in East Lansing. And there was another shooting also reported at the college's fitness center. And so the authorities had ordered students to take shelter And police say that the 43-year-old gunman died of a self-inflicted gunshot after an hours-long manhunt. And as of right now, I don't think there's still any idea on motive.
No, or not background. That I've seen.
And I think for the next 48 hours, all MSU's classes and activities have been canceled. And it's a developing story. That is another tragic story that happened on the eve of today, which marks 5 years since the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in Florida.
That's in Florida. There are so many we need to specify.
Yeah.
I think.
And not only that, but now we're at a point where there are people, young people, who have lived through not one, but two mass shootings. And so I woke up this morning to see this video circulating across social media of a young Michigan State student whose handle is JMatt with five T's, who I looked through her other TikToks, and she's just a normal kid. She's just a 21-year-old kid. And then she posted this last night.
So the reason I'm making this video right now is because it is almost 1 a.m. and I am currently directly across the street from where the shootings at Michigan State occurred. I am 21 years old, and this is the second mass shooting that I have now lived through. 10 years and 2 months ago, I survived the Sandy Hook shooting. And when I was crouched in the corner in school in Newtown, Connecticut on 12/14/12, I was hunched in the corner with my classmates for so long that I actually got a PTSD fracture in my L4 and L5 in my right lower back. I now have a full-blown PTSD fracture that flares up anytime I am in a stressful situation or anything occurs that's aggressive like that. The fact that this is the second mass shooting that I have now lived through is incomprehensible. My heart goes out to all the families and the friends of the victims of this Michigan State shooting. But we can no longer just provide love and prayers. It needs to be legislation. It needs to be action. It's not okay. We can no longer allow this to happen. We can no longer be complacent. I'll forever be Sandy Hook strong and forever be Spartan strong.
Can you imagine?
No. I really can't. Surviving. And again, Sandy Hook, those kids were 5 and 6 years old. They were babies. Babies. And we did nothing.
And, you know, in the face of Uvalde last year, we did something. You know, there was a the most sweeping, if you want to call it that, bipartisan attempt at some gun reform. I don't know. You know, the thing is, it's the CDC is not allowed to study guns.
That hasn't changed.
It might have changed. It's but I know this last year because we've talked about it on this show. There was a study that was done recently, released recently, on the patterns of these shootings. That they're mostly men. That it's almost always with guns. That it's almost always a lone person. There's almost always some kind of trigger or like there's some kind of triggering event in the person's life within the last year or so that there is telltale signs as far as domestic abuse, other violence, online comments. And so that report came out this year following the patterns. But for a very long time, and if it's changed, I was unaware, but for a very long time, the CDC has not been able to research gun violence as a public health crisis.
As of 2021, this is an article from NPR, which says for more than two decades, the gun lobbies and Republican allies in Congress have effectively blocked federal funding for firearms research, arguing that such studies will undermine constitutional rights of lawful gun owners. But the CDC under Dr. Rochelle Walensky says that will now finally start to change.
So maybe that's why we started to see the report that came out this year.
Yeah.
But it's two decades worth to catch up
on. We're so behind.
And, you know, from 2014 to 2022, there was a 60% increase in the number of children under 11 who died from mass shootings.
That's now the leading cause of death for children in America.
It's the leading.
It's guns.
It's the first. It's the leading.
It's number one.
And in general, I mean, it's been 153% jump since 2014 of the number of mass shootings we see every year. And so it's not getting better at all.
And we have more guns on the streets than ever. Yeah. And I thought more guns would make us safer.
Good guys with guns? I know. Where was the good guy with the gun on campus?
Well, then we need more guns.
That's clearly what it is. Because I want to... It's so frustrating because it's just the attempt of we're just learning to live with this because there is not the political will and there are so many groups out there fighting for your right to have a gun that we can't make any progress, that everyone's safety and is innocent lives lost
daily
doesn't matter because of your right to have a gun. And we are apparently okay with that. And it is so, I mean, there is moments. I think this morning was one of them. I love Wisconsin. I love being an American, but I get it. I get the people who are like, I may move. Because it's so random. And it's everywhere. It's school, it's campus, it's grocery stores, it's Walmart, it's churches.
Synagogues.
It's just inescapable as far as it's in states that have really strict gun laws. It's in states that don't, because if you're in a state that has strict gun laws, you don't have to drive that far to go to a place that it's easy to get a gun. You know, even in Milwaukee, you know, Milwaukee has no gun stores. But it's not that all the surrounding areas around Milwaukee do.
Right.
And so some people may criticize me for the leap I'm about to take. But the other terrible news that we as a community have been dealing with was a police officer's murder last week. And his funeral was yesterday. And 3,000 people showed up. And I want to talk about that when we come back. Because it's still... Both cases are people who shouldn't have guns. And whether they're getting them legally or illegally, the excess and access to them is the underlining factor here. So if you have reactions about Michigan State, if you have reactions on Peter Jervin's funeral, and our access and excess of guns, 844-967-2789. We will take your texts, we will take your calls, and we'll be right back.
We'll miss you, Miss Murphy. This was all a no-no. You're strong, Miss DeVino. And Miss Sherlock and Miss Hawksprung. We thank all of you. What you did was awesome.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. High of 51, southeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tonight, scattered rain showers likely, lows level off around 41. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 44. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matt-Nair. We are starting today's show on a fairly somber note because of yet another shooting at Michigan State at Michigan State's campus last night, and the general feeling of here we are again, and it's and what's. When we say there's been over 50 mass shootings, that doesn't include the one-off shootings.
Oh, right.
And
a mass shooting, by the way, is four people or more.
Which sometimes, and this is going to sound awful to say, but it almost feels like there needs to be different gradations of words, because four, and all of them are bad. All
horrible.
Of them are bad.
Yes.
But to sometimes put 21 in the same category as four.
Look at Las Vegas.
Or Las Vegas. And it's. But again, what as I just said, it doesn't also account for the one-off homicides, the one-off accidents, the one-off tragedy at the end of a gun. And our general acceptance. And I've said this before, it makes my mother crazy, but we have guns in our house. Mike is a gun owner and he's a responsible gun owner. I don't think I've ever seen him pull it out, but it's in the house. And I need to be a responsible gun owner and learn how to handle it.
Yes.
If we're going to be in the house and there's things like that. So it's like, I'm not saying that I'm not trying to take guns away from, but responsible gun owners, but is there nothing else we can do? And I just, overwhelmingly in Wisconsin, we talk about, there's a lot of gun owners in Wisconsin, and yet every public opinion poll says the majority are in favor of common sense gun laws. And if we had more restrictions and registrations on who had guns, maybe it would be easier to limit how many guns are in the hands of people who shouldn't have them, like the young man who, in the middle of a robbery, killed the police officer Peter Jarvin last week. And, you know, people can make this about, we haven't talked a lot about this. Last week was a crazy week for news. I think I sometimes struggle with, what is there to say besides it was awful? And especially everything I've heard through people I know in Milwaukee who knew him being Peter Jarvin, was that he was an incredible person.
Yes.
And so, but his funeral was yesterday and it was in Brookfield. over 3,000 people were there. And the investigation is ongoing of what happened. And the 19-year-old kid also died in that struggle when he shot Peter. And I don't know if it was Peter's, Officer Gervain's, his fire back.
I think that's still being determined.
Yeah. But, you know, people are going to want to talk about he was out on bail. And we are talking about, we have Jessa Nicholson, who's a criminal defense lawyer, coming back at noon to talk about cash bail. People want to talk about crime in Milwaukee. And there's a lot of different things we can point to. But ultimately, the common denominator here is that it's people who shouldn't have guns having guns. And yes, is there a market, an illegal market for having guns?
Certainly.
Yes. Is it also easy to get a gun in Wisconsin? Yes. Even despite no gun, there is no gun stores in Milwaukee. And I think it's whatever you want to call it, naivete, racism, ignorance, as far as not seeing that all of these things are linked. And it's the guns.
As you said, I know many responsible gun owners. My brother-in-law has a concealed carry permit, which I have absolutely no problem with. And we've talked about this. We talked about this at Christmas. He knows how to use them. He's been around guns all of his life. He's taken training for them. The idea of passing permitless carry is I just find that cuckoo. I do. I don't understand how any responsible gun owner would be in support of permitless concealed carry.
I don't. And if the give me something besides it's our right because of the Second Amendment. Why on earth do you need a license to drive and you do not need a license to own a gun?
Because the Constitution doesn't mention cars.
You know that we have the oldest and least updated constitution in the world.
When was the last?
Other countries update their actual constitutions.
Yeah.
And we do not because of originalism, which that is a whole other topic that we need to talk about because domestic violence and domestic abusers, I need to get more details on that case. But a federal court just said that basically the boyfriend loophole trying to close it is unconstitutional.
So your abuser can keep his gun.
Yes. And I just don't understand our legal and moral capacity to prioritize guns over human life. I don't. And I don't understand anyone who feels that way, as open-minded as I try to be. Well, when we come back, we're going to still shift gears a little bit, but look a little bit into what Wisconsin has or has not done when it comes to taking the reins in our own fate when it comes to gun control, and tie that to the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, which is the primary is a week from today. And so we'll also talk a little bit about how expensive that race is getting. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Officials say all three people killed at Michigan State University and all five injured were students. The school's interim deputy police chief, Chris Rosman, says the suspected gunman, who killed himself, had no apparent ties to MISU.
The suspect was located by units that were assisting in looking for that suspect after the shootings.
The district superintendent says the 43-year-old had a note in his pocket threatening two schools in New Jersey. Consumer prices rose at a slower pace last month, up 6.4% year over year. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
The largest contributor to prices rising in the month of January was shelter, The government said that shelter accounted for one half of the monthly increase.
Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley is running for the Republican nomination for president in 2024.
It's time for a new generation of leadership to rediscover fiscal responsibility.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Governor Evers wants automatic voter registration in Wisconsin. More details of his two-year state budget proposal are coming out ahead of his budget address tomorrow night. Evers wants to connect the databases for the DMV and the Elections Commission, so when you get your driver's license or renew it, you're registered to vote. The governor is also proposing a number of other voting initiatives, even though they're not expected to become part of the final budget. Public health officials in Madison want to make State Street safer. The City County Health Department is using crime data to find out what areas need improving. Streetlights are getting brighter, and the health department is offering awareness training so bystanders can spot trouble. In sports, the Bucks go for their 11th win in a row at home tonight against Boston. The Badgers host Michigan. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Madnair. Thank you for tuning in wherever you're tuning in, whether it's on a radio or streaming or on the Civic Media app, which you can find in your app store, or if you're listening to this as a podcast, which you can always do, and you can find it on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or wherever you find podcasts. And while you're there, you should subscribe and maybe even rate us. But coming back to the heavy topic of the topics of the day, starting with Michigan State and the shooting that happened there last night and the funeral for Officer Peter Jervis, Irving yesterday. And it's just a heavy way to start the day.
It is. Guns in America.
Yeah.
And today is also the anniversary of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas shooting.
Yeah.
In Florida.
Yeah. And you said we had a couple people.
We do. We have on the talk line text, you can send us a text. You can give us a call at 844-967-2789. Texter from the 262 says, The fact is, nothing will change with guns in America until there's campaign finance reform. Corporations buy the legislation they want. Look at what's happening in East Palestine, Ohio. The railroad purchased enough lawmakers to force regulations to change. The needs of the public are secondary to what money politicians can collect from their lobbies. And the 414 says, unfortunately, we have become such a violent society, we're almost immune to the gun violence. We seem to be more interested in balloons in the sky than the welfare of our neighbors. Just a thought.
Is it that we're more inherently violent as a country and as a culture?
I guess that's debatable. I would say humanity's always been pretty darn violent.
Yeah.
I think the tools with which to perpetrate that violence are just more accessible.
And more, is the right word to use, potent?
Lethal.
Lethal?
Yeah, lethal.
As far as a musket is very different than a semi-automatic weapon?
Yeah, loading a musket actually took a little time.
Took some effort. And probably knowledge. You think just anyone could load a musket?
Well, you tamp down the gunpowder and you throw the ball in.
Do you know how to do this?
No, but I think we could figure it out.
But it just, and it feels like we at least should do something. And I say that in the attempt of negating or circumventing any of people who are like, well, if you point to different states, like criminals are always going to get guns. Shouldn't we at least make it harder? Shouldn't we at least make it harder? Because, I can't think of the comedian who has a whole bit on this. Because he's Australian. And Australia banned semi-automatic weapons decades ago. And he has a whole bit that he goes, you know, but you can get it, you can still get it on the black market. And he goes, do you know how expensive a semi-automatic weapon is in the black market? And so, yes, these things always exist. Things that are illegal, just like drugs, exist no matter what. But the attempt to get them becomes a lot more expensive. The calculated risk of whether or not I should own one of these things, if I can get in trouble for it, becomes a different rationale than we have now. I mean, I know, and I'm not going to name his name, Mike has a friend who lives in Mequon, who is not a hunter, who just owns a semi-automatic weapon because he can, because he likes toys.
It's not a toy.
It's not a toy.
What does he do with this thing? Does he go out shooting with it?
I have no idea.
Is that how he mows his lawn?
He's just a...
He likes to show it off.
He likes to show it off.
Oh, cool. When they're drinking, I'm just assuming. Anyway.
And so it's just this, it's this prioritization and preference for guns, whether it's as protection, for hunting, for toys, that matter more than the thousands of people that die every year.
And it's not just the people who are killed in gun violence. And we've talked about this and brushed on this a little bit before. Just because you survive a gunshot wound does not mean your life is not altered irrevocably forever, depending upon the injury that you suffer from these gunshots.
And it doesn't, and that doesn't even count all of the loved ones impacted by having someone you love die from gun violence or gun accidents.
Right. That too. I can't tell you the number of children riding in the car with mom or dad and find a loaded gun under the seat and accidentally shoot their parent or their sibling or their grandma.
And so with this, you know, as we mentioned before, there was bipartisan legislation that passed federally last year. But a reminder of what has happened in Wisconsin. Over the years, Wisconsin has passed several laws that increase access to and legal use of firearms. We have done nothing in that same window of time since 2014 where the country has seen a 153% increase in mass shootings, where 60% of more children under 11 are being killed by guns. We have only increased access to guns in this state, despite the majority of people, gun owners included, saying they want common sense gun laws in this state.
Yes.
Last year, there were bills that were introduced to reduce the age for getting a concealed carry license from 21 to 18 years old, to allow legal gun owners to drive on school property with guns in their car.
Great idea.
And recognize concealed carry licenses from other states. There was also, I think this wasn't last year, I think it was 2021, to make Wisconsin a sanctuary state for the Second Amendment. And so we've only wanted to make it easier. And why is this? It all comes back to our gerrymandered maps. It all comes back to having a state legislature that is not responsive to the people who put them there.
Because they don't have to be.
Because they don't have to be. And so I come to my plea that will not be the last time I make this plea. Vote next Tuesday.
It's critical.
Vote April 4th and tell everyone who can vote in Wisconsin in your life how important this election is. And I know people are saying there's abortion but this, it all comes back to our gerrymandered maps, because even with abortion rights, that is also having some access to abortion is also overwhelmingly popular and wanted in our state. And so if we had a legislature with lawmakers who actually listened and compromised and showed up, maybe we could actually start having representative government. And the only way we're going to get there before some miracle 10 years from now is by flipping the court.
Yes.
And that's it. I mean, this is our shot this decade, basically, because even if I would assume that the next Supreme Court race is 2 years from now, they basically are every two. I mean, they're 10-year terms, and then they become, because the last
they're
one was
staggered,
2020,
right?
And Hagedorn was that early 2019 or 2018? That one might have been 2019. Was that a special election that it was?
It may have been.
Could you look that up quickly to see from after the 2022 who's up for re-election? Because it's not, even if it goes to Dan Kelly, if it goes to Jennifer Doro, and it stays 4-3, unless there's a conservative justice who's up for re-election in the next cycle, that's another delay. And so I can't impress on you enough. And so we're at the point where we are 1 week away from the primary. This is probably a good time to plug that we are going to be doing live coverage next Tuesday night across the Civic Media Network. I am going to be anchoring at 7 p.m., which should be fun. I did that a little bit for the midterm last fall. But if you were able to tune in last fall when we did midterm election night coverage, we are doing that again across the Civic Media Network with correspondents all over the state, since we, as a network, are all over the state. But because it's a big primary. I mean, it's a big primary. Obviously, the marquee, what everyone is watching, is the two candidates who will emerge from the Wisconsin Supreme Court race to go on to the general. But there's also the three Republican candidates who are vying for the state Senate District 8 seat and who will go up against the one Democrat that's running there. There's different mayoral races that are, you know, people are watching to see the top two candidates to come out. So there's so many aldermen running for different seats in Milwaukee. Like there's a lot of three or four of the districts, aldermanic districts in Milwaukee have like four or five people running. And so there are a lot of really important races. Not every race has a primary, but we will be tracking all of that next week. And obviously eyes peeled on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, because I just can't stress enough that there's so much popular legislation and policy that actually has bipartisan support of voters, of residents, not of lawmakers. But that's because the lawmakers are not actually listening to the people and who say this is what we want.
And that's because of gerrymandering.
And that's because of gerrymandering. And it's always so, I mean, I've cared about this since I got back. And our mutual friend, Steve Scafidi, has been like, I don't think people care. And it's, and I get it. It's complicated.
Doesn't seem like it should be a big deal, right?
And it, well, it's just, it's hard to connect it, right? The things that you care about most, whether that's the environment, whether it's gun control, whether it's women's health, whether it's, you know, even where we're at with shared revenue, like so many of the things that are your priorities, think about what's been introduced in the state legislature and what's actually passed. What's never gotten a hearing? What's gotten a hearing like gerrymandering did with 9 hours of testimony where the only person who testified in favor of the gerrymandered maps was Robin Voss?
Oh, you mean the leader of the assembly?
Yes.
Oh, Republican.
And the old, nothing happened. Nothing happened. 9 hours of testimony from different interested parties saying why this is bad for Wisconsin. Deaf ears.
And can I just throw this in here real quickly?
Sure. I feel like it's going to be snarky with that tone. I think I've learned your tone well enough.
Robin Voss only won his last election by 300 votes.
That was the primary. What did he end up winning by? Because he won by more, because Adam Steen ran again as a write-in candidate in the general, but he only won by 300 in the primary.
In the primary. Regardless, he almost lost that election, which is the first time that has almost happened in a decade. And all of a sudden, some of our Republican lawmakers seem a little more willing to talk to our Democratic governor about getting things done because they were afraid of losing their jobs.
I agree.
And we can get this kind of stuff, reaction from them, if we end the gerrymander. Hold them accountable. Make sure they are held accountable.
I totally agree. So, make a plan to vote next week. If you have questions about voting, text us, email us. I promise I will respond. If you email asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us with a question about the election or voting, I will respond to you personally. That's asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. When we come back, a little better news. We're going to lighten it up. I promise. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The law, they better not budge. I bust some head because I am the judge.
He is the judge. He is the judge. Everybody knows that he is the judge. Everybody knows that he is the judge.
I had a chat with Ho Chi Minh. Sip rice wine and...
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. Highs around 51. Southeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 41. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 44. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Well, I went to see my doctor. I said, Doc, I can't pay my bills. The rent's all spent, the truck's got a dent, and I think I'm getting the chills from being forced to sleep alone. You see, this house just ain't no home. I can't afford no kids. My life is on the skids, 'cause my woman says leave me alone. Unless you get a vasectomy, you ought to get a vasectomy. Just one little male.
Of course you found a song about vasectomies, Jane.
There's more than one option.
Oh, God. All right, well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And I got this email as a press release from our friends over at Planned Parenthood Wisconsin. And they are now offering a different kind of V-Day.
That's great.
V-Day that comes twice a week. And V-Day not for Valentine's, but for vasectomy. I'm kind of surprised. I guess I'm surprised that this wasn't already an offering there. I mean, I guess it comes back to resources and also maybe demand, because
that too.
Until Dobbs got turned over, demand, I guess I should say since Dobbs, or Roe was turned over and Dobbs came down, vasectomies have gotten very popular.
Which is good.
Which is good. But I guess there is a lot of guys out there who, you know, can't trust a condom, don't like a condom. So they're like, let's just do a little snip snip.
We'll take care of this.
And so as of now, Planned Parenthood will begin as of this week. It has started to offer vasectomy services. And largely it's because demand for sterilization procedures has grown significantly since, especially even in Wisconsin, since all abortions are illegal basically in the state, and in order to meet the demand and broaden access to different communities, there are going to be two different doctors who are going to perform vasectomies 2 days. Oh, I guess it's 2 days per month, not 2 days per week.
2 days per month is still good.
Yeah, at Planned Parenthood's Water Street Health Center in Milwaukee, and depending on how it goes, the program could be expanded to other parts of the state in the future, and. Yeah, and so I think this is a good thing. As a institution that is about family planning and responsible reproductive health care and women's health, part of that is access for men to have the option to have a seemingly pretty straightforward procedure.
Yeah.
That is pretty reliable as far as stats go.
And certainly less complicated than a woman getting her tubes tied.
Yes. But so it made me think, I wanted to announce that because they sent that out as their press release. And I said, you know, if you could share this with your different audiences and everything. I said, of course. But it made me think, because I had a friend who a couple years ago, after they had their two kids and they knew that they just wanted two kids and that was it. And so he went in and got a vasectomy. And almost a week, maybe even just a couple days after he did that, I found this video that is, and I wish, it's times like this where I wish I had a TV show instead of a radio show so I could show you this, because you're just going to have to rely on me trying to describe it, because It is chef's kiss to this woman who recorded the gift package that she made for her husband for his V-Day.
Right.
And
snacks. They were different snacks.
So we're going to try to describe what, I'm going to say what the snack was, give you a minute to like imagine what that snack looks like. And then I'll tell you the little notes that she placed. And all the notes are basically in the shape of little sperm. And the box that she put it in with the note on the box says, snip, snip, hooray, happy V-Day, love, wifey. And so the first snack is, if you can imagine, a bag of beef jerky.
Okay.
And they, you know, they're called beef tender strips. And the note that is placed right above beef tender strips is, sorry if you're beef tender. Beef is tender.
She included many, many, many snacks in this package.
Many snacks. So then the next snack is honey buns, which I hadn't heard of before. But they're like, it looks like they're Little Debbie, like cinnamon buns.
Okay, Little Debbie cakes.
Yeah. And just put a little note over to the side that says, sorry, honey buns. Which, and then there's like a little scissors next to it. This one, I don't know if this is appropriate for radio. We can say it.
Okay.
Insinuation. But it's also Little Debbie cream pies and a little note that covers oatmeal cream pies.
Okay.
That just says unlimited cream pies.
I get that drift.
Got it?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Then there's one with Little Bites. I didn't know what Little Bites are. This one's pretty good. It's a box of Milk Duds, and she covers the milk with a little note that says, now shooting duds.
She must have had more fun coming up with all this
stuff.
Oh, my
gosh. So then she has a bottle of Mountain Dew, and she covers the mountain, and she puts one note atop of Dew and one below Dew, and it says, no more due dates.
Vasectomy gift package.
Yes. And there's Sour Patch Kids, and she says, no more kids. And then she has Swedish Fish and says, time to retire the swimming fish. And then she has Ding Dongs, and she says, sorry about your Ding Dongs. It's just, she really went for it. We will link this video in today's notes because
you want to see this.
It is so creative and funny. And also, you know, celebrating her husband for making the effort to make an investment and a sacrifice to their sex life, to their choice as a family to not have any more kids.
Right.
And so hats off to Planned Parenthood for now providing this service. Hats off to any men out there who can get over their own
hesitation.
We'll go with hesitation.
There are other words we could probably use, but we won't.
But we'll be supportive of the men who are aware and feel inclined to take a different, you know, their role in the reproductive health and family planning for your family and for yourself. And so, yeah, so a lighter way, a more celebratory way to end an otherwise heavy hour. But that about does it for the 11 o'clock hour. When we come back, Jessa Nicholson is back to talk about cash bail and why maybe we should look at some other options when it comes to letting people out that could still be dangerous. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Those little suckers right in two, and they clamp them off with super glue.
Oh, what a vast difference there could be.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom. Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.